They lay in the leaves and the ash with their hearts pounding. He was going to start coughing. He'd have put his hand over his mouth, but the boy was holding on to his hand and wouldn't let go, and in the other hand, he was holding the pistol. He had to concentrate to stifle the cough, and at the same time, he was trying to listen. He swung his chin through the leaves, trying to see what was out there. "Keep your head down," he whispered. "Are they coming?" "No." They crawled slowly through the leaves toward what looked like lower ground. He lay listening, holding the boy. He could hear them out on the road talking, voice of a woman. Then he heard them in the dry leaves. He took the boy's hand and pushed the revolver into it. "Take it," he whispered. "Take it." The boy was terrified. He put his arm around him and held him, his body so thin. "Don't be afraid," he said. "If they find you, you are going to have to do it. Do you understand? Shh, no crying. Do you hear me? You know how to do it. You put it in your mouth and point it up. Do it quick and hard. Do you understand? Stop crying. Do you understand?"
"I think so."
"No. Do you understand?"
"Yes."
"Say, yes, I do, Papa."
"Yes, I do, Papa."
He looked down at him. All he saw was terror. He took the gun from him. "No, you don't," he said.
"I don't know what to do, Papa. I don't know what to do. Where will you be?"
"It's okay.
I don't know what to do.
Shh. I'm right here. I won't leave you."
"You promise?"
"Yes, I promise." "I was going to run to try and lead them away, but I can't leave you."
"Papa?"
"Shh. Stay down."
"I'm so scared."
"Shh.